Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. One of the recent financial planning and investment experts we interviewed on this show said he thought now is the time to start considering non-traditional investments, such as commodities, since he sees a lot of risk currently in the stock and bond markets. Our next guest says that there are certain considerations you should think about before utilizing alternative investments. Chris Cabry is a certified financial planner with Ameriprise Financial Services, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenwood, South Carolina. Chris, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Mike.
Give us an overview of alternative investments.
Absolutely, Mike. And we talk about alternatives. We talk about real assets, and then we talk about alternative strategies to your traditional equity or fixed income portfolios. So when we talk about real assets, those are usually real estate, land, or timber. And then we talk about commodities, which are your metals, your oils, natural gas, that type of thing.
Now, I think that most people would think of these real assets that you mentioned as being fairly illiquid. Is that still the case these days?
Well, a lot of your land, if you're owning it outright, and timber is going to be illiquid, but you can also place monies and invest in different ways through mutual funds or through ETFs, and those are exchange-traded funds, and they're based on an index of either timber values or oil values. So we use those often.
And now you mentioned alternative strategies. Tell us what you mean there.
Well, Mike, in alternative strategies, they might be looking for a market direction. For instance, right now, everybody's suggesting that interest rates are go up, and the Fed has hinted about that. So we might be shorting treasuries right now to offset some of those interest rate rise.
And short selling can be kind of risky, can't it?
Well, absolutely. But you might want to protect some of your profits just to hedge your bet. And that's another strategy that we use sometimes is hedging.
And how would you hedge?
Basically, what you're doing is you're betting that a certain percentage of your assets, and you're willing to take that. If it goes down, you're willing to protect that gain that you've already had.
And so do you need a sizable portfolio to do this type of hedging and short selling?
Well, Mike, most of the time it's a smaller percentage of that particular portfolio, maybe 5 to 20%. You would use these alternative strategies, but you can get started relatively with small amounts of money. But I wouldn't encourage anybody to put large amounts of money into any one particular strategy.
All right. Well, what are some other alternative strategies when it comes to your investment portfolio?
I like to use private equity from time to time. We used managed futures. We also use hedging in currencies. You're owning one position, and then you're betting a smaller portion on the opposite side of that. The dollar hedge is another way to do that. That will hedge currencies that way as well, betting a little bit that the dollar is going to go up, but the bulk of their assets are betting that the dollar is going to go down. So all you're trying to do is minimize volatility in most of these portfolios. And the other thing we use is private equity, and that might be just getting together with a couple of people and owning a business, or putting money with a manager that just goes out and buys businesses, and you might not be able to afford that business on your own. We've been seeing a lot of that lately.
And so does that mean that investment managers are seeing more value in smaller, independently owned businesses rather than public businesses like we see in the stock market?
I think they have the ability to grow at a faster rate sometimes, and they're also usually less liquid. So that's why most people don't even get involved with them. They can't see what the value of that company or their participation is.
Well, if they are less liquid, then they would also tend to be a little more risky, right?
Generally speaking, that type of thing is a little more risky. And again, it's why we're doing this, is just to get a smaller percentage in something other than fixed income or the stock market. So we're looking to put, 2 to 3% of somebody's portfolio, maybe up to 5% in private equity.
You mentioned that your overall portfolio mix in alternative investments and alternative strategies should probably be no more than about 20% of the total portfolio.
most people will start out at around 5% of their portfolio in alternatives. And our more aggressive investors, they might allocate around 20%.
All right, Chris, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for your time, Mike.
Chris Cabry is a certified financial planner with Ameriprise Financial Services. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenwood, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can also subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.